This is the closing market report for Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenera is here. He's with T-Storm out of Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. I'd like you to take me back over the last, 14 days, maybe a month, and kind of give me an overview of what the weather across the Corn Belt looks like, because it's been, a fairly unusual season.
It certainly has been an unusual season. And if you look at what's happened over the last 2 to 4 weeks, it only confirms how unusual it's been. If you recall, earlier in the growing season, we were concerned about dryness in the plains and in the western Corn Belt. The Dakotas, Nebraska, Iowa, these areas had been unusually dry through a good portion of the summer, while the eastern areas had turned wet. If you remember that earlier in the season, we had a wet planting start to the growing season from Illinois east into Indiana and Ohio. And then we had some more pretty big rains back in June and July. But now things have reversed. If you look at rainfall over the last 2 to 4 weeks, it sees western areas that have been unusually wet. Nebraska now looking at one of its wettest Augusts of the last 123 years. Parts of South Dakota and North Dakota have been very wet. And even Iowa and Minnesota, as hard as it is to believe, have turned wet. The western third to half of those states have received 200 to 300% of their normal rainfall over the last 2 weeks. In other words, they've seen 4 to 6 weeks worth of rain over the last 2 weeks. So that's pretty much wiped out their dryness problem for the rest of this month. But as we look to the east, it's turned a little dry. The northeast half of the Corn Belt has been pretty dry. We're including eastern Iowa, northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Those areas would like to see some rain before this growing season ends. Unfortunately, rain chances are not super high, especially as you move further and further to the east. We'll see a few showers here and there over the next couple of days, and especially on Monday. But the best chance for rain across those areas, especially Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, would come around a week from now, once the remnant of Hurricane Harvey eventually curves onto the northeast. The chance for that to hit all of those states is pretty low, but it is the best chance that we have, at least moving into September, for one more big rain before we start to move far into September.
One other item to cover: as we came into August and got into the first few days, we realized it was really quite cool. We thought that might change, but it appears it's going to remain unusually cool as we finish out August, too.
Well, the cool weather started on July 27th, and almost every day since then has been cooler than normal on average for U.S. corn and soybean production. So that's a long period of time to be cool. And as you noted, it just turned cool over the last 2 days, and that's going to stick around here through the end of the month. We'll see maximums mostly in the 70s, maybe in the 80s on occasion, low temperatures mostly in the 50s. And keep in mind, it is August. It could easily be 100 degrees today, and instead we're going to top out at around 75. Corn and soybeans do like cool weather at this time of the year, and it looks to stay cool through the end of the month. Most likely we'll end up between number 7 and number 12 coolest of the last 123 years across the Corn Belt, if you can believe it.
Thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
That sounds great, Todd. Have a good afternoon.
You too. That, of course, is Mike Tenera. He's with T-Storm Weather from Chicago. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.